Time for the talk back segment of the phonology program on Tuesday mornings, and we are full of phonology reports today.
It's an exciting day. The kids are out checking out the world, and you should be too. It is about to burst forth, and we've been just tickling the edges of bud burst for a week or more. I've been seeing green little tips on the hazel brush for more than a week now, and any day, any warm day like today, tomorrow, or the next day, you're going to see the whole environment change. It will suddenly become as if it were painted by pointillists, and it will be full of little dots of color. Lots of it green, some of it red, lots and lots of colors. So let's see what the children of Cohasset and other environs are seeing. We're going to start with Cohasset. Nate Lindner is the teacher there. Kiana and Emily are our reporters.
Hello, my name is Kiana.
And Emily.
From Mr. Linder's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School, we have made a lot of observations for the past week.
This past week has seen rain and snow and some cold temperatures, but hopefully that is behind us and warm, sunny weather is coming our way. We have noticed the grass is getting greener and it is growing to the point where some people have already mowed their lawn.
Some observations that we have about plants around our school is the apple tree, Tyrannian, honeysuckle, the willows are breaking bud, and the red maple is in bloom. We have a lot of dandelions in bloom by our school. We learned dandelions have an alkaloid in the stem, and if you eat too much, it can affect your heart rate. We also learned that antechnical is the opening in bark for gases.
We have seen many birds this past week, mainly evening grosbeaks, robins, chickadees, woodpeckers, jinkos, and yellow finches. Kiana spotted a porcupine in a tree. Many students have spotted deer, skunks, geese, loons, rabbits, and chipmunks around their houses.
Nice job, Kiana. Pardon me, and Emily. Yeah, grass is greener. Somebody's out mowing their lawn. What an ambitious person. Maybe they were mulching the leaves that they didn't rake last fall. That would be okay. Leaf buds, dandelions, lenticels were the little openings in the bark that they were talking about. We talked about lenticels when I was there last week. And a porcupine. And it reminded me that last night while I was coming home, there was a porcupine in a maple tree up along the edge of my driveway, and that makes me nervous because I have a dog, and I'm sure my dog would like to meet the porcupine, but she only thinks she'd like to meet the porcupine. I'm hoping they don't meet.